played that bad joke on you that turned out not to be funny.
Any of the things you use are funny.
I know. Jesus.
Worried.
Yeah. Oh, well.
He has no friends on Earth.
Mm-mm. I was going to say Todd Height, but he's just as worse as you.
He is.
Worse.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Crash Course, episode number 134. Coming up on deck, we're going to be talking with a bunch of the folks from Bash for Cash, a bunch of the winners. We're going to be talking with David Tillery. Roach is his nickname. Richard Hagg is going to be the first guy we catch up with. He is the crew chief, the car primary, if you will, for Johnny Gayhart, who won the 80s class feature. We're going to be talking with him. I tried to get Trent Barron. He also declined. He had prior commitment tonight. Johnny Gayhart just is not a guy with a lot of words and didn't want to come on, so we certainly respect that. His car chief, of course, though, was very quick to jump on, so we're going to be catching up with him. Awesome that we got him lined up. And then David Tillery, who he won the compact feature and had a throng of thousands raining booze down upon him. We're going to be talking with him. And then Ed Brewster at the bottom of the hour, catching up with Ed after he had a long and tumultuous trip out to Bash for Cash 2016. Brian, I know you had a pretty good time over there at Bash for Cash, still sporting what's left of the sunburn.
Yeah, it was awesome as always. Just, you know, you can't picture Bash for Cash getting any bigger, and then they move it, and there had to be at least 10,000 people there. I know I talked with Tim, and there was 1,400 campsites that had electricity and water. Out of those, 726 were reserved. I didn't get an official final count for cars total, but I mean, there was like 600 registered going in. Just a great weekend. You know, we had a lot of fun. Got to talk to so many great people. Got to see so many of our friends. Just all in all, a great weekend at Derby.
We've got to do, we're trying to do the raffle for E2 sliders. Remember how E2 came, were you on the inspection show when I was talking with Elvis Thumb about that?
Or was
that
not.
Serena? E2 sliders made an offer to Russ and Tim that to take the top five from the compact feature, put all their names in a hat, and the winner of that we draw on the show will give us, will get an E2 slider.
Awesome.
Pretty sweet.
Very cool.
The problem is Russ has been running around like a lunatic and doesn't have the names of the top five yet. We got the top three, and Wisman's one of the guys that won. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. So we're waiting the top five so we can do that for Elvis. Elvis, I mean, such a good guy.
Oh, he's one of the great guys in Demolition Derby. Absolutely, bar none. Two things that annoyed me, though, that I do want to touch on. It was overall a great weekend, but to the scumbag piece of garbage that stole Sam Bandow's tires from Mad Mike's stash, it is people like you that give our sport a terrible name. I hope the first time you run those tires, they both pop and someone drives over your engine and ruins it, because that is a douchebag move.
Well said.
Point number two, I was on Facebook today. And somebody was complaining about the raffle car, the full-size raffle car at Bash for Cash, because they felt that it wasn't a chance to win the feature as advertised. Now, let's go over the fact that you are getting a built, fresh, 70-something GM wagon with a new Ziz motor, four new tires, beadlocks, a good rear end, I believe a slider dry shaft, shifter, gas tank. I think there was an engine or an oil cooler in it, either oil cooler or tranny cooler in it. Just an overall excellent thing for you could spend, obviously, $10 a ticket, up to whatever you want to spend. But this gentleman didn't feel that it was proper that it was advertised as a chance to win. Well, you're in the feature, and you do have a chance to win. Now, is this car built like a Braun wagon or a Hiley wagon? No. But that's fine, because neither is anything else. But to spend the time to go on and bitch about a car that you can win for, you know, again, next to nothing, and go straight into a feature, compete against some of the best derby drivers in America, is also stupid. Name another sport where a fan can come out of the stands and compete in the feature with a chance to win money. There isn't one. So that's, sir.
Can you imagine a NASCAR draft cars?
Exactly. I mean, how can you even start that topic? How can you even start the topic of, you know, that I'm not going to spend any money and bitching about it? It really irritated me. But those are the only two things this weekend that irritated me.
Really. See, there was a ton of money raised for Team Brandon.
I believe it was $7,250.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is great. Absolutely terrific. So, other than that, though, it was a great weekend. A lot of fun. We got to do some guest commentary on the Derby Tees pay-per-view for the Wire class. It was a little different for us in that usually when we're watching, we're out, you know, watching and see the whole show. And there we were doing it. We were getting the live feed and then, you know, commenting off that. But so it was a great time. Had a lot of fun. First time we've done that. So
very cool.
Yeah, it was.
That was very cool.
It was a lot. Not to mention we were in air conditioning, so that was pretty nice.
Yeah, I was just talking literally. It was cool in there.
Yeah.
It was a chilly 84 degrees.
Yeah.
And it felt like such a climate change. That's awesome. Getting rid of the humidity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun going in there and working with those guys for a little bit and seeing. Mark's been over and seen our very, very primitive rig in the sun that you can't see the computer screen on. In there, they could see every computer screen. They had a flat screen on the wall. It was pretty cool.
But no, overall, I was talking today. I believe this is overall the hardest hitting Bachelor Cash I've seen. The Turn Back the Clock class was a little more picking of their shots. It wasn't quite as wide open as it had been the year before. But everything else overall,
selective
hitting. But overall, I mean the 80s and newer class, they were definitely on the gas, making lots of jump. Obviously, the rain slowed them down in the feature, but you know you can't. You know, you can't fight with Mother Nature because she always wins.
Sure.
So, but overall, I a great weekend. I actually got to spend some time with Tim riding around in the golf cart. He'd bump into me and say, "Hey, you're not doing nothing. Hop in." And then we'd ride around and, you know, just seeing what, you know, he and Russ have to deal with on a show that big. It's amazing. You never, even us who've been blessed the last few years to get to see, you know, some behind the scenes workings, different things, but. You know, a show of that size, it's just the stuff that, you know, the headaches they deal with, and it's just amazing. My hats go off to those guys. I mean, they got a great crew, you know, Fatty and all the guys in the inspection line. You know, everybody did such a great job this weekend. It was really, really good time.
Fatty came charging over to you at one point, and I just caught the very tail end of it. He came charging over to you and started yelling and screaming about getting back behind the fence and everything like that. And I thought you were actually getting in trouble. But it wasn't. He was just messing with you. And I'm like, losing my mind. Like, how did you get there? Why are you in trouble? Why are you upsetting Fatty?
It turned out.
The
one day I was walking back from the, I've actually been back in the back where Jeremy Gully and those guys had parked, and I, you know, got a chance to go back and shoot the breeze with Jeremy for quite a while. And I was walking back up to do one of the afternoon shows. Fatty's like, "Hey, where are you going?" I said, "I got to go over to do a show." He goes, "All right, hop on." So we start driving. He goes, "Now, where are you going?" And I said, "Over behind Vendor's Row." And he's like, "All right." So we go pulling up, and they got a RC heat going. So what's he start doing but yelling, "Hey, Brian Tompkins is here. Brian, we're on. Yeah, I got Brian here. No problem." And I'm going to crawl underneath something and just hide. And then I politely said thank you for the ride and hopped off and slinked into my spot on the bench. And then another time I was riding, I rode into the inspection hall. Fatty did the, "Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Tompkins." And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" So Sunday, we're over by where you guys had the RC Derby. And I see Fatty go flying by on his golf cart. So I yell, "Fatty!" He locks, breaks up, starts looking around, and I stick my head out and wave and smile. And he politely told me I was number one and took on back to where he was heading. So it was a lot of fun. We always have a great time when we go out there. So many great people, and you know, we don't get to see them enough. So good when we can get out there. I got a chance to talk to the Siopas. Unfortunately, Todd wasn't there. He's been a little under the weather, but he's getting better. So just so many great guys. So much great competition out there. You know, it's a great weekend.
Couple of highlights that we got to hit. Again, we're going to be catching up with Richard Hattie Jr. in just a few minutes. Right off the top, all those guys that ran in the stock heat, so many Northeast guys that went out there and just obliterated stuff. Ken Owen, what a show he put on.
Jim Beatty.
He stopped under the red flag and Ben didn't, which is, I think, the first time you've ever seen that.
Well, we can. Ben was at the had already hit somebody, and they were trying to get stuff stopped, so he was, you know, kind of tunnel vision, and I think he had visions of putting two cars over the wall at once, and it didn't work out, but it's all good.
But how about Tiffany Hahn backing up on the roof of Jake Sherman's car, collapsing the pillars, and then they used the fork truck to pop the pillars back out.
Yeah.
Dan Bolton, you know, that wagon. Got I don't abused. Think he's going to run it again. It got abused, yes. Yeah. He was a bit of a target. Yeah. Tiffany Hahn doing the same thing as last year when Mike Klinger did it, winning and getting Mad Dog in that 70s wire class, and it was a ton of fun to watch. I mean, those guys were all over the place with Sam Mandel coming home third place in that.
And he was about 2 seconds from that car. If it started 2 seconds sooner, I think he'd had a real good shot at the win. I mean, he had a lot of car left. Tiffany had a lot of car left, but I know you talked to Tiffany, and I think it was you that told me. Yeah. Said that her distributor was right to the firewall.
Yeah, the firewall. If she made one more hit, it probably would have cut it.
Yeah. So it would have been interesting to see how it ended, but all in all.
Yep. P. Hansen, tough break with him. Transmission coming apart in the feature with gobs of car left. Same thing with Steve Siopa getting put in the wall. I tell you, the Heinens, I don't know where they came from. I remember coming across the name, but they came loaded for bear this year in the Turn Back the Clock class. Did a great job there.
Yep.
We saw Ron McClung. We saw
Brian McClung. Brian the feature 2 years in a row. Great job for him.
Which is a really good deal. Serena Brandt finished second in the wire class. Seems like that echoes back or something.
Yeah, I hear something.
Let's see. See if that's helpful.
I'm sure you probably have it wrote down, but the Gaskins. They had a great weekend.
Matt Sr. got a Mad Dog Award in one of the 80s classes. Matt Jr., I think he got top five.
I thought I read somewhere ninth overall. I thought he was higher than that.
Okay, top ten.
But still, first time ever going to Bash for Cash. Yeah. And you know what the funny thing was? I told him before, I said, you know what? I said, there's no pressure out here. I said, you feel zero pressure at your hometown fair. I said, here? I said, you know, go enjoy yourself. And he did. He drove a hell of a derby in the heat and in the counter of the feature. I mean, he did great. You know, hats off to those guys. 80s wire class, the same one that Matt Sr. got the heavy hitter. Top three guys are from New York.
Yeah, Tom Henderson, Dave King, and then
Butch Sisko
was third. He had an awesome weekend. Pat Osmond was fourth.
Yes, and I'm not sure.
And he melted his wires. They caught on fire.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Butch ended up second, because I know there was a discussion about. Butch was on the clock, but the other guy put his flag down, and technically Butch still had time left. So I'm not sure of the official scoring for that. But either way, I mean, great run. New York did a hell of a job out there. I was very, very proud of the New York guys that went out there. They did a good job.
Dave King picked up a win. Tom Henderson was second. Pat Osmond, Al McNeil had a tough break.
Yes.
He had some carburetor problems, so that thing's still fresh. So he's going to have to put a lot more welding wire in it if he's going to run into Dunkirk this year. Matt Kingery and Josh Wilkins, their first starts out there, did pretty well. And J.C. Molly's, the first hit in the feature, the front wheel falls off, and he still was able to drive for quite a while.
Yeah, he did
out there. We'll break down that stuff a little bit more as we move through the show, but we've got Richard Roach Hag Jr., joining us here on the hotline. Roach, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
No problem. I'm glad we're able to get a representative of some sort from Johnny's camp. I was pretty impressed with his run. Made a smart move at the end to lock it up, and I understand if this is correct, it was his first run in a derby car in 4 years.
Wow.
Quite the place to make your return, huh?
Yeah, it's always good to come back and win 11 grand in your first time back in a while. That's awesome.
How happy is the team?
Oh, very happy. It's been an 18-year run. We started together. Me and him built cars for the first Net Derby and went to Michigan.
as in a crew chief role, what do you do in terms of when the car's actually out on the track? The format of that track, it's very, very big. So it's kind of tough for anybody to get close to the track to give directions. You know, they point at the nose if it's still looking good, or you point to your hips or rear end or whatever if the back's looking good. How much input were you actually able to give him through the course of the night when he was out there? Especially the fact that he ran after the storm. Buy new shop rags.
Yeah. We probably didn't have the best car. Coast probably had the best car, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And the back of it was kind of hurt on the passenger side already. And we just played a bunch of wire to it. And for about 13 hours that day, I just prayed that it would just storm, because I knew we had the motor that lasts for probably 2 days with no water in it. Johnny's been running that motor for over 20 years.
Wow.
It's been sitting for 3 years. And it's a bone stock motor. It's stock cam, stock heads. I think they changed the bearings in it about 15 years ago. And it'll run for 2 days with no water. So I knew when the water let go out of the sky, I knew it was probably our night. Far him getting hung up or something really, really stupid happening, because honestly, I've never really ever seen Johnny make a mistake on the track. I've derbied against him a lot of times, and I'm sure a lot of people will probably tell you from Ohio that Johnny's a very smart and calculating driver, and he can take one and drive it to the end, you know, and he'll compensate for a loss that ain't going right. So
that's awesome.
So what do you do to get the back end? You said that the rail was hurt in the back, or at least the corner was hurt. What, you talked about for 13 hours you prayed, how many of those hours were spent trying to fix that right corner? What did you have to do to get that out of harm's way?
Well, I just started cutting sheet metal out for tire clearance, just mm-hmm. so when it rolled again or pushed down, because it blew the arch plate a little bit, mm-hmm. and we kind of knew it was going to come out and hit the backing plate, but it would stop at that point. So we knew it probably wasn't going to go all the way down and hit the ground unless he lost that tire, which the outside tire came apart, and he never did get a flat. The radio inside and the tube stayed up, but if that tire would have went all the way down, he probably would have dug in and been done.
Right. Was as slippery as that track became, were you concerned at all when you saw that tire coming apart?
Yeah, that was the only thing I was concerned about at the end.
That's the thing, though. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how good of a driver you are, you have to have a little bit of luck. I mean, any motorsport, you have to have a little bit of luck. I mean, you got to have some brakes go your way. I mean, you know, and all you can really do is do everything in your in your ability to make things go well. But when it comes down to it, you still got to have a little bit of luck. And you know, it's good when luck finally shines on you. So that's awesome, man. That's a great win.
Roach, I got a message that just came in from a fan at home, said that Tom Wyatt was riding with you all night.
He was riding with Johnny, and he was standing next to me. There's no doubt.
Yeah?
He was the one I was praying to for rain. I said, Tommy, we need rain, and we need lots of it, and I want it to rain till it's over, and then you can stop it. And that's pretty much what it does.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Worked out good.
Right? How did you lose Tommy?
We lost Tommy to leukemia.
Okay. Interesting. So.
And he was I'm sure you guys know who number 13 is. Okay. Doodle.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Him and Doodle were like two peas in a pod, and there was Derby track that people didn't want to see 7, 12, and 13 roll in, or especially make it out of a heat or into a feature night, because they're probably going to ruin a few people's nights.
I'm telling you what, I was the end I was standing on for Doodle's Heat, he was running that thing. He was just junking stuff for that car in his heat, man. They stopped it early. He got the heavy hitter, and man, did he deserve it. I didn't realize it was him at first. I remember not looking back. I remember seeing him come through the line in inspection. But when cars are going down on the track, and we'd seen so many cars by that weekend, and you know, by that point in the weekend, and I'm just like, but I remember seeing this 13 just hitting stuff. And then they stopped it, and he came out, and I'm like, yep, that makes sense as to how that car was running. No, he was definitely making junk. It was very impressive watching him run.
He's definitely a hammerhead sometimes. I've seen him keep his cool the last couple of years at Lebanon. He took the big money show up in Lebanon, Ohio the last 2 years, but he sure did turn it up the other night, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Which, honestly, the fourth heat was pretty much a show-changing heat because you had so many good cars out there.
Yep.
And we were talking before the Derby, and it's like, you know, there was probably six or seven cars that could have went the distance out of that heat.
Oh, yeah.
And they pretty much, you know, took at least five of them out of contention, really. They could have won the show.
Yeah, that's – you weren't the only one I heard say that. I remember – One of the gentlemen I was talking to that night said that number four was loaded. It said, you know, it was going to be the toughest heat of the night for that. And it was. That was, I mean, there was a lot of excellent cars in that heat, a lot of great drivers. And
is that Pete's heat?
Fourth for the 80s and newer.
It was. Was that Logan's?
Logan's heat, yes. Yeah.
You've done that.
Yeah, Logan and Adam, and then I built the 32X car, Chris Waddell's car. I built that car over the winter, and then I helped build the 03 frame that was under the 16 car. It was in the 4th heat of Lonnie Peck.
Yep.
And then me and Doodle's been talking all winter, and it was a bad heat. I knew what it was going to be like when I seen it go down and all the motors start screaming. I honestly had to turn away because I had 5 months in the 32X car alone.
Wow.
So I watched it go down like it did. Which I told them before they went out there, like, it's going to go one of two ways, and, you know, it's either going to be able to get by for a second and then maybe squeeze it out of the heat, but, you know, honestly, you can't go to the Compte hardly for the bash, because you might do good and come out of the Compte, but you ain't going to have nothing for the feature.
Yep.
So you can band-aid it together and go for a Mad Dog, but I don't think you're going to win coming out of the Compte.
No, it's near impossible. No. Because you have to work so hard to get out of that consi that there's not.
On the topic of consi, and I know we're forgetting people. I'm trying to remember everybody that I can think of. Travis Charleston went out for the compact consi and qualified for the feature.
Yep.
42 car consi.
Yeah, that's insane. That's a lot. Yeah. That is crazy.
Yep. But you're right, though. I mean, that to try and
use up all the good. And, I mean, if Chris's car would have been hurt worse, where we didn't really care no more. They had too much good car left and wasn't allowed to do nothing like we was last year. You know, we was allowed unlimited weld if it was bent.
Yeah.
They wasn't going to allow no welding after hearing all the complaining after last year. So I told him, I was like, well, if we're not going to do anything, then we're just going to load it up because there's no sense in wasting what we got left and then not having a shot to win the whole show anyway. So.
Yep. I thought overall, though, I thought the 80s and newer class was excellent this year. I thought those guys were really driving hard, you know. And obviously, still doing a lot of smart driving, but the pace was a lot faster this year than it was last year. I was very impressed.
I think all the classes were like that.
The turn back the clock class was different. It wasn't as aggressive as last year, but overall, I mean, I know I talked to some guys too, and they said the track was really rough, which I was out. Saturday, I didn't remember, but I was out helping clean the track off, picking up junk and stuff, and there was definitely some pretty good creators and stuff, but I know coming into it had been real wet. That's why they scraped off a bunch of the lower side of the track and kind of had that dip to it, but, you know, like I said, I'm sure next year hopefully the track is in better shape and, you know, Mother Nature willing, but.
There's really not much more to address, though, is there?
No, I wouldn't say so. I would say I'd like the temperature somewhere 60, 65, but
wow.
I don't know if Tim's got that kind of pull. I mean, if so, it'd be cool, but we'll see.
Andy got to take in his first Bash for Cash, what did you think?
First big show ever. That was unreal. Everybody's been asking me what I thought, and that's the only word I can come up with. It was awesome, especially with all the New York people there. That was pretty cool, too. So a lot of new faces, new names and stuff. It'll be hard not to go back every year now.
Yeah, you're going back next year.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the thing with Bash for Cash, is they'll find ways to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's already some of the ideas that we've got.
Well, I told Tim, I said, I think next year we should do golf cart derbies and combine derbies.
No.
I told Russ the same thing.
You got
and then Tim mentioned extending it to 4 days. Russ said, well, why not just make it a week? So I'm pretty sure that was sarcasm. Sometimes I think Tim gets some cool ideas, but I think Russ just kind of shakes his head and maybe reels him in a little bit. But
thankfully,
but
perfect combination.
But I can't, like I said, there isn't much I would change. I mean, it was just it was a great overall over a weekend.
Yeah, we sure did enjoy ourselves.
What was going through your mind over those final few minutes as the car chief? What was going through your mind those final few minutes? I mean, you had the perfect situation, and then you see the car get hung up, and he's got the chance. Now he's got it right there. What was going through your mind?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, 18 years. I mean, a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of heartbreak. They come down, and I know that Eaton's really good because, like I said, I built all of Chris and Waddell cars, and they're all on the same team at Sturgis this year again. So I knew them real good, and I seen it was Johnny and Zach Eaton. Like, well, Zach's car, I think, was a little bit better, but like I said, honestly, Johnny don't make mistakes. So, and when it was down, once, I'm not sure how to pronounce the guy got third, Cops or Coach or, man, he was giving Johnny fits. And
Jason.
Then once Hood got so hot and he went out, I was feeling really good then. And then when I seen Zach get hung up, I was already down almost on the track because I knew what was coming. I knew Johnny, there's no way Johnny was going to get him unhung. So,
Zach Eaton second, Jason Coke from West Virginia coming home third, two-time defending champion of the Cast in the Valley Show, Woodstock, Virginia. We saw a bunch of those guys, Matt Kingery, Josh Wilkins running for the first time there, Jason and Penny Shipe, both in the grandstands, taking in Bash for Cash. It was awesome to see all the people. Tabitha Rallye coming away with second
place. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was awesome.
Brandon Wisman, the guy that won the youth feature. Before that feature started, he'd won the RC Derby, so he made about $2,000 in the span of an hour.
Wow.
Not too bad of a night for him.
He was one that had the Whitaker.
I know Brandon Whitman's dad very well. We all derbied together at one time or another. Jason Whitman.
Jason,
He's from around our area, from Eaton, Kansas.
He was the one that had the Whitaker wagon, right?
I think it was his dad that had the wagon. But, yes, it was the same troop.
Cool.
Yep, same guys.
Whitman won Rumble with the Rock at Connersville, say $15,000 a long time ago, and he decided to make that his last derby and step away.
Well, that's a good one to do.
If you're going on top, why not?
Yeah, you're going on top, you might as well do that.
You come down to him and Mark Elliott, and he beat Mark Elliott. Mark Elliott and Jason Whitman used to be really tight. They went to all derbies together. They was on, they were 2 feet in a pod.
On the topic of really tight, I understand there was a little bit of, if I understand correctly, there was some fences mended with Johnny and maybe Brett Petro.
Everybody used to be, it used to be one big team at one time.
Then they went their separate ways, but I guess there was a little bit of reconciliation this weekend. If I understand that.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. No need to stir up anything if it's not. We don't need. Certainly don't need that.
I mean, honestly, Johnny and Paul talked, so it ain't no
good.
They talked at the derby. Like I said, we were standing there when Paul won his first turn back to clock. We helped Paul build his wagon then. So everybody just went their own way, and it ain't like no fear or nothing. I don't think if Paul or them guys would have ran, it would have been no big deal. They'd have derbied when it come down to it if they had to, but nobody's gonna go after each other.
It's always good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't need to. Very good. Any final thoughts, anybody that you wanted to thank or make mention of here before we get out of here?
Yeah, sure do. I want to thank Aaron, Shorty Bryant, Brett Bryant, everybody that helped get the car ready. I mean, honestly, Johnny was throwing in the towel on Wednesday because the transmission was no good. And we had a very good friend from Kentucky named Chris Waddell that brought a transmission, had it shipped all the way up by my cousin from about down by the Tennessee border. Got Johnny's car together, got it all the way there, and anybody that helped along the way, we really appreciate it all. And Johnny got it done, so it was a pretty epic weekend. And I thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, man, for sure. It's glad we could get somebody from the camp on. We were trying to get all of our winners and some of the folks had stuff going on and just didn't particularly feel like talking on the phone. I understand that. It's not always for everybody. So we're more than glad to have you on and chat a little bit about it. And certainly congratulations were in order. That was awesome to hear. And I look forward to talking with you again here as the summer goes on.
Hopefully I win it next year and we'll be talking again.
There you go.
Wouldn't be so bad, would it?
Sounds like a plan.
Well, again, man, nice work.
It's my turn. I'm the only one out of all of us that started this journey that ain't put it in there. So I got it to do.
There you go. Bucket list, right?
Bucket list.
Right.
Well, again, man, congratulations to the team, and we appreciate you coming on the show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Roach.
Have a good one.
All right, bye.
There goes Roach, crew chief for Johnny Gayhart's car in winning 2016 Bash for Cash. 80s division. I talked a little bit with Joey Braun via Facebook, and again, like I said, we tried to get... Try to get Trent on. It wasn't going to work out for tonight, but that's something that we're going to certainly keep on the radar.
Now, Trent's the dad, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And then there's another cousin, and Joey won it. I had all this written down.
You told me coming home, you gave me the statistics.
Yeah.
It was like 3 out of the last 4 years, Bronze have won, turned back the clock.
Four of the last five. Trent won it. The longest removed. I think he won it in 20. He won it in 2012.
Yeah, I was gonna say. 12,
and then Joey had won it back to back. And in between the off year, they were both second and third to one of the Petros.
And the youngest brother won it 2 years ago, 3 years ago. The first time we were there, I think the youngest Braun brother won it that year.
I think so. I think that was. I think that was Joey.
Yeah.
It seems like there's 35 of them. I try to keep track. I try to keep track, and I'm not good at it. coming up this weekend. Right? No, week from now. Did you take your glass? Not wear your glasses?
No, I just...
A major squint going on.
I don't have glasses.
It's closer over there.
Yeah, but then I got to turn my head.
Yeah, I know. You don't like it. You're concerned that maybe the camera's not on, you know, huh?
No, not at all. I'm alright with the camera's not on me.
You're such a celebrity. First world problems, huh?
Yeah.
Tony T-Bone Etchison Memorial Event coming up on June 10th and 11th. That's going to be full-size teams, 5,000 to win, 2,000 for second, 1,500 for third. Compact team format also in effect if they get 10 of them. 3,000 to win there. Compact trucks, they need 16. 800 to win. Old school and mod classes both paying 2,000 to win. Every class is going to have lunatic awards. The payouts are guaranteed, and they could go up if more cars arrive. The T-Bone at Southern Iowa Speedway in Oskaloosa is hosted by Steve Turlow and Lunatic Promotions. It's the largest derby in Iowa, ranked as one of the top 10 derbies in the nation each of the last 2 years. There's over $25,000 in prize money being paid out there. A lot of attention and momentum being built up around the Caledonia Crash and Jam Festival. It's 1,100 wins for compacts, 350 per second, and 200 to start the feature from fifth on back. Not too bad. $1,700 in prize money being paid out. Again, that's July 16th. Part of the Livingston County Fair in Caledonia, New York. Jim Grun paying 500 to win. Jeremy Gulley's got plans of possibly bringing a Dakota or a Durango over.
Really?
That's bad news written all over that. Full size, 1,400 to win, 450 for second, 300 to start the feature. And that goes fifth on down. Another one that we're looking at. Our goal was to get a hold of Mike Matheson and Casey Smith and talk a little bit about this show at Bash for Cash. Connectivity issues made it difficult for us to line that up. They're going to be, I believe they're making the trip up to the studio at some point here in the coming weeks. That is going to be October the 8th, 4 o'clock start, the Hog Wild Fall Brawl, Pro Limiteds, the Wire Class, the Superstocks, Compacts, Youth Class, Trucks, Power Wheels, RC, Derby, 3 raffle cars, one of which I think is like a 75 GM, not too shabby for a raffle car there. There's a show and shine class for cars, trucks, diesels, imports, rat rods, barbecue festival, live music, adult admission. It's only $11, and it's all day. They support three charities, Matheson College Fund, the Fisher House Foundation, Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. It's October the 8th, Stoneboro Fairgrounds in Stoneboro, Pennsylvania. Awesome event. Looking forward to getting down there for that. And that will be on the heels of us going to Halloween Havoc.
Utah.
Which, that sets up an excellent transition to this. We'll be right back. David, is that you?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, let me put you in here. We'll be right to you.
All right.
Used every bit of that break. Every last bit of it.
You should go.
Well, sometimes we like to plan ahead. So we can make phone calls later on. David Tillery joining us here on the hotline. David, man, welcome to the show. Doing okay? Did you figure out what you're going to spend that money on yet?
Yeah, I booked
the
trip to Disney World about 2 days
before the Derby. I was pretty confident I was going. He goes and he books the trip to Disney 3 days before the Derby.
That's awesome.
That's how much he was going to... It's confidence.
That's confidence awesome. Fair. Good for you, man.
David, I got to know David a little bit through running the RC cars. He won the RC Derby last year, and then he won Blizzard Bash, and then they were top three. The HD cars swept the top three when they were up here at Auburn, and he's taken a lot of RC Derby money. And little did I know that he could also drive full-size Derby cars, just like he drives his RC cars, slow, steady, and everybody usually cheers him when he wins RC cars. And turned out it was a grandstand full for you, David. When you won it, what was going through your mind at the end? I mean, was there any chance that you were putting that car in reverse and backing away?
No, I had no clutch. As long as I was shut back to the clutch pedal, I had no way to work that car. I was able to turn it off and crank it in reverse, start back forward. But there is no way I was going to give up the wind. By letting them back up, I had really no car left.
So is that what it was? Because you'd start the car and it'd move, and then it would shut right back off. So you were starting the car, moving it one way, and then shutting it off, and then changing gears, and then moving it back by doing it that way. Because I was wondering, because as good as the car had been running, I didn't think the motor went away that quick. But so that's what you were doing then, was starting it, letting it move some, and then shutting it off and changing gears. So, I mean, what's it like to win the first $10,000 to win show in the United States for Compacts? I mean, that's a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I've gotten 34 from the big cars, the full size,
just to go back quick, we can recap it. Eric Patterson in Bear, Delaware, who does not ever miss a show, is listening. 2012 was Trent Braun, 2013 Paul Pietro, 14 and 15 were Josh Braun, and then 2016 was Trent Braun. So Josh, I believe he was the younger of the brothers, and Joey was the older. Like I said, there's a bunch of them to try and keep them down.
They just keep taking money out of there. They're pretty good.
Whatever myth you want to believe.
Pretty good.
But David, you came with you kind of brought a knife to a gunfight right to start with, bringing the car that already had a run on it. This was the same car that you had at Freedom Hall, correct?
Well, yeah, my wife and I were running it at Freedom Hall. It was still fairly fresh. And I think when it was one of those little Mustangs that, you know, they didn't really that good. And it was designed for their rules. But that's the kind of car I was running, so that's what I just stuck with. I've done pretty good. I made it work as good as I could for what's out there, and you got the job done.
Did you see much of Ryan Andrews or Jordan Rutherford out there?
I didn't see too much of my buddies there. I've seen Ryan a little here and there. Some people say he was riding around a lot. When I watched the video, he seemed to be a pretty good guy, I thought. And I think Jordan, he got put up in the corner pretty bad.
He usually runs hammer car for you guys anyway. But David did a pretty good job out there. I mean, Brian, you're a driver. You gonna put it in reverse?
No.
Well, you're the only driver here.
I mean. No, absolutely not. 10 grand on the line. That big of a win. Nope. I definitely would not.
Just keep your eyes locked forward. Don't even look at the official who's standing there telling you to back up.
I've heard that from some of the best drivers in the world, that you don't pay attention to them officials. So just go out and drive your race and don't worry about it. So, you know, I understand why the fans booed, because the guy that finished second, he'd been driving hard and put on a pretty wild show. But I understand David's point. I mean, he's winning for – I'm going to go out on a limb or driving – for probably the biggest win of his career and $10,000. So why would you take a chance at giving that away? I mean, when you get down to
the fact that he couldn't go to reverse if he wanted to.
Yeah.
He didn't shut the car off.
Yeah. Why would you, you know, but like, you know, I've had this talk with a lot of guys. I don't begrudge anybody that drives smart. Would I like to see 100 people just go out there and hold it on the floor and make junk? Absolutely. But you know, that isn't what everybody does. And I don't begrudge anybody for driving to win. I mean, that's, you know, it takes all parts to make a derby. So, you know, I thought it was a good job. He did what he had to do to win. And, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of them people booing, when he went to the bank Monday or Tuesday morning, they cashed that check just as happy as could be. So, mm-hmm. I mean, when it really gets right down to it, that's all that matters.
What was going through your mind in the final moments there when you knew if you got in a bad situation, you wouldn't be able to back up because of the way that the frame rail clamped down on the clutch pedal? What was the first message that you got from home? What was the first message or text message, Facebook message? I know you do a lot on Facebook, and you know, namely, what did home have to say about booking the trip ahead of time and then turning out to win it?
Everybody was real happy.
Yeah, I bet.
Welcome to the life of Josh Tucker.
You said you like running the Mustangs, but it's not necessarily the car that's designed for those rules. What car would be more along the lines of what you should run at Bash for Cash for a compact, in your opinion?
There was a lot of AMCs in that show.
Yeah,
A lot of AMCs. They were tough.
I tell you about the guy down the road from, I think it was one of the tags, I was talking to him about the compacts, and this guy had four or five AMCs out by the side of the road for sale for like $400 each.
Oh,
wow. Imagine the money you could get out of those things in Ohio.
Oh, my God.
We can.
Well, they grow those just like they grow everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, well, in Ohio, they grow GM wagons, but.
I don't know where they all come from. When you were running big cars, what was your car choice?
Was that the year he won it in a black Chevy or black GM wagon, right?
Aren't they all black wagons?
Well, yeah. But, well, that was he won it the year everybody from New York took Imperials out.
Oh, okay.
That was like 2009, I think. Because actually, I was talking with Toby about that. And because Toby didn't run that year. And because he was running Mayhem. But that was because in 09, I went to Turn Back the Clock. And then 10, I went to Mayhem. So.
And we saw one of his Imperials run in Dunkirk.
One of whose?
One of John's.
Oh, cool.
It used to belong to him, and then it ended up in Dunkirk with
a lot more steel welded to it.
Yeah. Dave Seeley ended up driving that, and then I think it ran another 8 times after that.
With more steel after every run?
Oh, yeah. Well, why not? You have to. The sheet metal bent. Yeah. Never moved.
Fix it plates, like on the RC cars.
Fix it, yeah. Fix it plates, yeah. About that. But David did a pretty good job in the RC car derby. Didn't defend his championship, but I'm sure that'll be corrected here as soon as they got back to the shop. He was upset that we make him run these little teeny tiny gas tanks. They're used to running double 10,000 milliamp hour batteries, and we made him bring them down to 7,600 milliamps, and it affected poor David.
Yeah, it put me out. I was ill.
True.
Truth comes out now.
True. True. Nice. He also said that if I would slow down a little bit on the throttle, it would have been easier for him to push me around.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
But you mentioned Johnny a couple times and learning a lot from the Rutherford group over there. Who else helped get that car out there and make your victory possible? Yes.
Me and Jordan and my son, and we're the ones pretty much working on my own. And I am just also up. But that doesn't all come out in the world.
I like it. Where else are you going to be running this year? Proctorville.
Proctorville.
I heard about. I heard a lot about Proctorville. I heard a lot about Trumbull County. And then I talked to Corey McKillops about Erie County and Sandusky. They're doing a team show. I think they only need one or two more teams. And that card will be full. And that show is not until the middle of August. So, I mean, momentum really growing for those three shows. I heard a lot of talk about those three.
Cool.
And Mike's talking about going to Trumbull County, and he's also talking about going to Proctorville, and he's also talking about going to Sandusky, and he's also talking about going to Dunkirk. So they've only got 15 more cars to build out of that shop this year.
I think they got like 40 done now as we speak.
Yeah, it's been a very busy, quote-unquote, off-season. It's now, I mean, we've really turned the corner. Now it's full on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be busy. Busy stretch, busy couple weeks as we head towards our own local county fair season starting in July. David, man, when are we going to see you again? You going to come up here in the middle of June to Crystal Valley?
Yeah, I'm not sure when I'll be that way. I know I'm leaving for Disney World on the 20th, I believe,
in
June here.
Okay.
Cool.
It's before that. Makes perfect sense. Yep, it's before that. Perfect one-day trip. Drive out, drive some RC cars, and drive home.
One-day trip.
Well, Well, man, congratulations on that. Again, wish you the best on your trip. Enjoy that time with your family, and glad everything worked out for you. I know you were a little bit nervous when we talked in the line waiting for your feature to pull out onto the track. It was a good win. Good to hear about it. Good to see it. You bet, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
There goes David Tillery winning the compact division in the 2016 Bash for Cash. Coming away with that victory. And what do you think? I think this phone's got one more call on it.
Probably not.
Think it can handle it? I don't know.
I'm about against it.
What else didn't we hit on yet?
I think we've hit just about everything.
The trucks were a fun one to watch.
Yes.
I missed the lawnmowers and the power wheels. I guess the power wheels was a pretty good turnout. Some of the lawnmowers looked like they were completely purpose-built, like scratch-built from the ground up.
Yeah,
dumpsters on wheels.
I heard some guys talking about that, and some people were discussing the fact that they're a little overbuilt nowadays. So
a little.
I don't know if they're gonna start going back to a little more stock or what. But
I'm blanking on the name of the winner on that trucks run, but those were fun to watch. They had the officials scrambling a couple of times.
Yeah.
As they got very, very close to the wall.
Yeah, it was cool. I Friday night I actually got to no, I'm sorry, Saturday night. I got to meet Toby Hiley's dad. And it was right before the fourth turn back the clock, and Toby introduced me, and he kind of went over back to working the track, and I stood there talking to Mr. Hiley, and the stories that guy's got, it was so awesome. Then Toby told me some pretty cool stories too. So, you know, I've been around the sport for a little while, but unfortunately it was only local. You know, I didn't get to travel, and I missed a lot of the Big Dent shows, and but now to hear these stories, and you know, it's just cool for, you know, because I really enjoy the beginnings of the sport, and you know, when it started getting big. So it's cool to hear the stories.
But you also run into Dave Diver.
Yes.
And he was sharing with you all sorts of stories on how to build GMs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he showed you all sorts of pictures of the little deer that showed up on the trail.
Yeah, yeah. And I told him that he doesn't ever have to build anything Mopar. Just invite me down deer hunting, and he invited me down deer hunting, so we're good.
Perfect.
So,
and you guys aren't going to argue over Winchesters and Remingtons, right?
No. I don't think he cares, so... I actually talked to the buddy tonight that let me borrow a rifle last year. I said, "Hey, can I borrow that rifle again? And can you help me become really good with it?" So he said, "Let him know, and he'll have me shooting golf balls at 100 yards." So
perfect.
We're gonna do what we can to get down.
I'm nervous there. Though. You're squinting at a screen that's only 25 feet away.
Nah, I wasn't squinting. I'm good.
Okay.
Might be because I'm tired. I'm old, man. I think I got to bed around 4:15 Monday morning, so I'm still getting caught up on sleep. I'm a few years, I'm about 10 years older than you or something like that, so I'm, you know.
I went to bed about 4:15 too on Tuesday morning. The kids were up at 6.
No, Monday morning.
Whatever morning. It's all, no, that's right, Tuesday morning.
No, Monday morning.
No, Tuesday morning. I stayed up and enjoyed Memorial Day.
You stayed up all day?
Oh.
Wow.
Well, you're a beast. You are Chris Marquardt. Oh, we're not.
Stop saying that. So bizarre. But the kids were up early and got to enjoy some family time on Monday, and then we had school on Tuesday. And then we went to bed early. I think we were in bed at like 9:30 Tuesday night going into, what's today? Going into Wednesday. And then I got a phone call from my mom early Tuesday morning. It'll be Wednesday morning, early this morning. And my brother was in ICU, so I'm glad to hear that he's improving. It sounds like he's going to be at the hospital one more night, wishing him to get better soon. And same thing for Todd Height. Todd Height took a bad fall. He just had a pretty extensive surgery to rebuild his ankle.
It looks like they about cut his foot off to rebuild that side.
Bad.
That scar started somewhere on the front and ran right out of sight behind it, so I don't know what they did.
You know what,
next
time, don't show those pictures.
Yeah,
Todd's watching at home. Next time, nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. My dad had that. When my dad dislocated and broke his ankle, they did it on the outside, same place Todd's was. But it's probably that long, but... Todd's was, it looked like they were, it looked like they got halfway through with maybe replacing everything, and then said, all right, we're going to keep his foot, and just threw some stuff in there to see how it would grow. I'm not sure, but it was pretty nasty.
I kind of know a little bit of the story. Is they went as far as the budget would allow, and then they just sewed it back up.
That's cool.
By any means. We could do, it's like a redline engine.
Yeah.
just tell us how much you want to spend. And he said, I got this much to spend, and we can fix it this way for this much.
Yeah.
But he
two rubber bands and thumbtacks, and it was good.
It was a self-tapper.
That's cool.
Uh-oh. Don't give him credit. He ended up with his crutches tangled up in a carpet, like a throw rug or something, nice. And he ended up going down and put all the weight on the cast, and it broke the cast. And thankfully, his ankle had healed enough to where it didn't do any... they built a tendon. And not like they pulled a tendon out of a cadaver, a dead guy, that was already the purpose of it. They took a chunk of material from up in his leg and sewed it in down there and hoped that it would do the job. Again, it's on the budget. So
that's crazy.
But he didn't damage it any further and didn't do any more damage to his knee, which is also all mangled up. So, and then his new cast is orange.
Nice orange cast. He's gonna love it.
Does it have his team logo on
it? Still your face raising.
It will soon. Yet.
But
I'm thinking Chris Marker can make a sticker to go right on that.
Oh, it's gonna.
He wants me to make a wrap for it. Nice. So we're getting some dimensions together. I'll try to make a wrap for him. But the thing is with the material the casts are made out of. You gotta wrap it and then hit it with a blow dryer. And he's cut off his mullet now, so.
Oh. He doesn't have a mullet anymore?
Nope, not a mullet anymore. So I don't know what he's gonna do. I hope he still has a hair dryer.
I'm sure he does. That's like a family heirloom. You can't just get rid of that thing.
Yeah. Remember back when you used to blow dry your long hair?
Never. Because when my hair, I had long hair, and when it dried, it came into a big curl back here. When it was wet, it was down past my shoulders, but otherwise it was a big curl right here, so.
Was it short in the front?
Oh, yeah, it was full mullet, dude. It was full mullet. This was late 80s, early 90s.
My phone is blinking frantically.
I would have paid to see that. Wow.
Todd, I'm gonna let him finish, because he's still typing. There's a lot coming. Ed Brewster joining us on the hotline. Ed, welcome to the show again. Ed had... probably among Jeremy Gulley losing a wheel on the dually, right? Not on the trailer, on the dually.
Dually, yes.
And it wasn't a tire, it was a wheel.
Tire and wheel together,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, everything.
Break off, gone.
As if it was never there to begin with.
Yeah. And as I said, it was a good thing you didn't do that when he was running, you know, triple digits, like when he sent me the picture of his speedometer headed to Ohio.
Welcome to the show, man. I'm glad you could come on and hang out with us here for a little while. I know you had some challenges getting out here. Lost an alternator in the truck, replaced it. It failed somewhere outside of Lexington. The stars were with you that there was an alternator shop across the street. They ended up fixing it when they opened up at 8 in the morning. And
I'm lucky as fool who walks the face of the earth, man. I mean to tell you. And I'm still just pumped up from the bash. I see y'all guys on the screen here. Y'all look like y'all pretty semi-recovered from it. I'm still dragging my old ass, but just still very pumped up from being in the bash.
So what'd you think of it?
The first year I was there, that blew me away, and I was like, thought I was prepared for this year, but man, it swept me off my feet again. The bash is just one of the most awesome events that I've ever been to.
Absolutely.
And the RC Derby turned out to be just a great event.
A lot of cars signed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep, sir. We had quite a few cars roll through there, and two chances in the heat to get into it. It was a lot of running. And we just definitely, I'm sure next year, we'll need a whole day just to knock down the heat for you.
We had three heats Friday, four heats on Saturday, and then two last chance qualifiers Saturday, and then a final last chance on Sunday to set up a 31 car feature.
Do you have any pictures?
Popping, man, but gosh, enjoy getting wore out from that. I mean to tell you, and I got to thank Brian there too for telling me to get the chicken sandwich. I followed him over to the bar there, ended up getting me one of the mushroom burgers, and I walked back and I heard the bow with that and got the chicken sandwich, and Brian got me hooked on them.
I tell you what, that was. We go to a lot of derbies, and that was good chicken sandwich.
One thing I would like to say is, big thanks to everybody. The RC Derby was awesome, and it's all the people out there that make it that way.
Big Rock.
It's just going to get better from here out. It has to.
Derby Tees giving away vouchers to apparel. Big Rock giving out a $100 voucher to Big Rock Products. Castile Fan Performance giving out. Some money for second place, which was awesome, and then obviously Smash It coming through with the trophies and $1,000 to win. There, we gave away some wraps. Jaron Rutherford ended up winning it. I've already done the wraps for him. He basically said, just take the wrap again and make it for my big car, but this time make it orange. So got a little bit of work to do tonight, but it was a good show. Boca Bearings was involved with it. Derby Inc. Magazine, of course, they were part of it. JMW, Cow RC, and we got another one coming up. I can't believe the turnaround time. I've done some poor planning. Crystal Valley RC in Dundee is going to have one. Tyler Spittle talking about making the drive up with a couple of his buddies, and Ed's talking about coming back to the Finger Lakes for one reason and one reason alone. It has nothing to do with RC cars. He wants to go get more of the beef sticks over Sauders.
Nice.
Not true. He ate... Okay. These beef sticks.
You kind of miss somebody there in the sponsorship area. And got to say big thank you, Crash Course, man. Awesome. Thank you for having us on live cast, man. And did mention Boca and Cal and Performance Dynamics was there on the live with us. Harris Metal Works, Fat Back Racing, First Priority Restoration. Appreciate all the help from y'all.
So, as if David's not lucky enough, David won the raffle car. He showed up and right at the last minute threw $100 in and he won the raffle car. He took the body.
He had a good weekend, man.
He did all right.
I didn't find out until the day that he won the class and run into the big derby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just really awesome to have one of my chapter members out there running both and, you know, take down a nice win like that.
There was a young kid, I think his name was Logan, and I know James Sisko can correct me if I go astray here. The story, David won the raffle car, but he makes his own body, so he didn't need the body. And this young fellow that was traveling with the Siscos had tried a bunch of times to qualify and didn't make it, and he was pretty forlorn. But it came with a body that was airbrushed by Donnie Dana, and David gave the body to him.
That's awesome.
And all of his stuff was just twisted. It was just junk at that point. So, that kid, he said he was going to hang in his dad's shop.
Speaking of bodies, do you have a picture on your phone of the body that you guys did, the body you guys got done for Butch Sisko?
Yeah,
That was, and I remember walking up and see it sitting there, and I saw the picture, but it didn't click that, hey, that's Butch, you know what I mean? And it was just such a cool thing that you guys did for him. What they did is they had a station wagon body built. And then they had a portrait, and it's Butch's portrait for when he left for Vietnam. He was 19 years old.
1968.
Yeah, man, all we did, we just put up the body. Donnie Dana's the one that made it look so good. And, man, his work is just unbelievable. And lots of people were asking about those cars. And just had to refer them to Donnie Dana. I wish I was the one that could do that. But Donnie's the man with that.
Well, I mean, it was a great thing that all you guys did. It was a great thing. Butch was a stack.
I haven't done it yet, but I know he's probably pissed off at me because he told me they must run when they go out there, but I couldn't even twist Butch's arm into running that car.
No, I don't think I'd want to try to twist Butch's arm, but no, he was very proud of that, and I'm pretty sure that was going to go home and go right on his mantle. He was very proud of that, and he loved it. It definitely meant a lot to him to get that done for him.
Yeah, it was awesome hanging with Butch out there. Thank you. Jeff Clark, awesome guy, really good.
Was that the young man that was in the wheelchair?
Yes, sir, that's him.
Okay. Yep, I saw him sitting there running, and he definitely looked happy when he was running that car, so that's very cool you guys did that.
He seemed pretty ecstatic.
That was just so awesome. We did Tristan running there because we knew he wanted to really bad. And next year, all y'all watch out. Tristan is going to be the fourth in the ring.
That's what I like to hear.
Competition there. I see that coming. And, Chris, you had a fair run in the Derby yourself?
I guess so. I was happy with it. Put it on the line, and the first hit, steering blew out of it. So I had to go for an hour with no steering, and David Tillery chasing me all over creation. He's such a good driver. So I ended up cooking the battery. I think I ended up like 13th out of 31. Top half, I was happy. Yeah, First big feature I qualified for, I was happy.
Absolutely. Hey, just remember. Just remember, when you go out there next year, you got to cheat to eat. If you don't have to cut after inspection.
I wanted to say, you know, I won't have time to run. I will again build me something to take up there and run. Whether I get to use it or not, it'd be another story.
What will happen is you'll sell it.
I'm looking at trying to make it up there to New York for your June show. And if I make it there, I am definitely going to run there.
So, Ed, you said you were running the show at Bash for Cash and the wife was running the show at the home track. How did it go at the home track for her?
The wife was there and did all she could. The weather wiped it out, actually flooded out my shop there and so forth.
That's not good.
Had a few people with some orders for some bodies on, and I got to say, I apologize. It's going to be a couple days late getting out, but everything's good. I got a few repairs to make on it, and we got a lot of big events coming up there. And speaking of that, the East Coast Championship this year, we're going to turn that into a weekend event. We're going to offer camping sites. We're going to have some RV sites for people. And we're looking at hopefully a daggone good crowd, the best I can tell from everybody that's telling me that we're going to come to it. So this is the first word I'll put out now that we're going to offer the camping, and we're going to keep the concessions rolling from sun up to sundown and more. And I think we're going to really have a tremendous event this year at A&W.
That's awesome. Good for you, man. You know, and I touched on it. I touched on it a bunch Saturday or Sunday. I was actually talking with Tim Clark about it. You know, the level that this RC Derby has gone to in just a year. I mean, you've probably doubled, if not tripled, your numbers, Chris, from last year's Bash for Cash to this year's.
Yeah.
And I'm having a little trouble hearing you, Brian, but yeah, I think it was definitely double the crowd we had before, and I can look at 17 now and say that, you know, we're likely going to double what we had this year at 16.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. That's Chris and I were talking. I mean, I bet you guys are going to have 100 or 150 cars at Blizzard Bash this year. I mean, that's going to be insane.
Blizzard Bash is going to really have a tremendous amount of interest. And that's definitely a heck of an event there as well, too. And I'm looking forward to that. I just hope that the old expedition will get me there and back. And if it wants to go down like you did going to the Bash, man, we're just going to do something with it, patch it, and keep rolling because we're going to get there.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Wow.
Awesome.
Getting Bash for Cash, had a rough time getting there, but I wasn't going to let it stop me, and the only thing I can say about it is Bash for Cash and then go crash. As far as Charleston, West Virginia, and I had to pull down and put it up for the evening.
Well, I'm glad you made it home one piece, and the ride home was smoother than the ride out, and the raffle car was such a hit. Butch loved his car. It was awesome work with Tristan. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, it's definitely going to be the thing. But, and I would like to, as well, hit on the top five people there just to congratulate them while I'm on the show,
yep.
Which is Brendan Wisman, Jason Wisman, Jaron Rutherford, Rebecca Belcher, and Brian Bounds. They all, man, they threw down a heck of a show in the ring. And it was just great to there and be part of it.
Got him. Sorry.
On camera. That was awesome.
Well, again, congratulations to the top five. It was a lot of fun out there to see you again and to see all the cars that came and ran and participated.
Excellent show.
Be careful getting up here if you do decide to come up on the 18th.
Yeah, definitely going to try to get to New York, Chris. It's on my list, and as long as nothing kicks me in the ass between now and then, probably driving back up there, and probably my first stop.
fair. That's awesome. I'll appreciate it, man, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, Chris, thanks for having me on. Y'all guys, take care, man.
We'll have a good one.
Thanks, take it easy.
There goes Ed Brewster. I fully expect a triple beep out of that phone any minute.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yep. Any final thoughts before we pack it in?
Yeah, you weren't much help driving home. And we're driving along, and of course, everybody makes fun of me, but that's all good. We're listening to 80s hair metal. And I kind of, out of the corner of my eye, I see Chris's head doing one of these. And I'm like, is he trying to keep beat with this music? Because if so, he's not really doing a good job.
That's
so I'm paying attention to the road, and all of a sudden I look over, and he's out like this. I'm like, usually Chris doesn't sleep, but we got to Erie, and I was my mind was starting to play tricks on me, so we wheeled into a gas station there and filled up, and then we were good the rest of the way home. From Erie to Waterloo, we made excellent time. Nice. It seemed like it was a hop, skip, and a jump, and we were home, but
it wasn't bad at all. But boy, that struggle from about Cleveland to Erie, I was laboring bad.
Yeah. You were out. You were beyond laboring. I was laboring bad. At one point, I don't know what happened, but like we were coming down off one of the hills, and I think it went from asphalt to concrete and like changed colors. For some reason, I thought we were driving like right off the end of the world, and I like, jump, and I'm like, "Wow, this isn't good." But
yep. It's time to go.
Yeah, so we like I said, we made it to Erie though, and wheeled in and got some gas and some fresh air, and we were good. Chris was wide awake then, and we talked all the way home, and Chris gave me his plan for world domination, and it's all good.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, I wasn't supposed to say that out loud, was
no.
I?
Damn. No, we didn't do that.
Sounds like a fun drive.
Well, I think that covers everything Bash for Cash. Another awesome one. All the attention now turns to, I would guess probably...
Blizzard Bash?
No. No, there's a lot of stuff going on before that. No, T-Bone Memorial. The yes, team show, and then the Swings of Old School coming up here locally, and then Summer Slam, Summer Smash after that in Bath. So local stuff now starting to gain a little bit of momentum and starting to pay attention to that stuff. That is going to do it for this edition of the Crash Course. We appreciate everyone coming and hanging out with us. Episode number 134 in the books. Congratulations to everybody that went out and was part of Bash for Cash. We'll see everybody again next week on a regular time, Monday night. We'll see you then.
I like that blue.
Huh?
I like the blue on that. Yeah. On your Crash Course, when you the first one out, I like how the blue looks. That's why I bought that shirt.
Was Todd sending you the same stuff he was sending me?
Yeah, he was laughing.
Oh my god.
It would appear that we lost the internet at the end.
Dirt tires on his scooter. He's going to be rolling around in the pits with us. He just ordered it. Shit, I forgot to say anything about Rick Clark.
What happened to him in the future?
I don't know.
He said... Today I talked to him. He said he got hung up on a dead car and then dug himself into a foot of mud, which made complete sense because that's when that rain let loose. Man, he wheeled the hell out of that thing in that heat, though.
Yeah, I was right down. I was at the one end. He was at the most. I was down there.